We'll call them up and say, hey, we need a lead-slinging man on the air for crying out loud. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a man and become a lawman. Well, you're talking to this one woman that you pulled over for 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. She's like, officer, you're not going to write me a ticket for 5 miles an hour off the speed limit. And well, ordinarily, I'd let that fly. But look at this. Your inspection sticker's expired. She's like, well, I was on my way to go there when you stopped me. Please, officer, can't you cut me some slack? And your insurance, look at this. The card you're carrying says your insurance expired last month. You don't have proof of insurance. Tell you, lady, not only do I have to write you a ticket for all three separate offenses, I'm going to have to take you downtown. She's like, oh, God, no, please. No, I don't have the day. I just got fired from my job. You say, well, I'll tell you what. I might let you go if you'll... She's like, oh, no, another officer stopped me once before and asked me to talk to the judge, and I'm just not going to do that. You say, well, all right, well, then you're going to have to munch the magistrate. She's like, well, oh, God, if it'll get me out of the three tickets, okay. Say you lean your elbows on the roof with this poor woman's card. Feeling the cold breeze waft through the gluteal cleft as the bullpod sway to and fro, gently nuzzling her chin. So sweet. Your knees start to buckle as you achieve that shuddering Shangri-La. Down, down, down. You smile and say, man, that was fantastic. All right, here's your driver's license, your registration. Then you look inside, you realize the woman sitting on the other side of the car, her little French poodle, up on its hind legs, was doing all the dirty work. You're like, jumping, the crooked woman there. How good is it? She's like, well, now wait a minute, lady. She's got one question. How much you want for that dog?